Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, what is this?
You have contacted a third-party call center who represents a number of different online companies.
Okay, good. I just got a bill on my account for $70 that I don't want on there.
Well, I need to locate your order. Can I have your zip code?
63010.
Your name?
Donald Best, B-E-S-T.
Can you also verify your address?
2392 Virginia Court, Arnold, Missouri, 63010.
It shows that on March the 19th, you ordered our, it looks like our Melody pods along with the shipping insurance. You paid the shipping and handling costs to receive the pods for an introductory 14-day trial period. According to the pods' terms and conditions, you needed to cancel and return the pods to avoid being billed a one-time charge, which is the normal retail price for each individual pods that were received.
I haven't gotten any pods.
Well, according to the system, you received the watch and a pod, and those items were delivered to you on March the 23rd.
All right. I know what you're talking about now, pods, ear pods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just said watch, and I realized what it was. So is this for a year? $69.97?
Well, the warranty lasts you a year. So I guess, yeah, they're good for a year.
So $70 a year.
No, it's not a yearly charge. It's you paid for a one-time charge for those items, and the warranty lasts you a year.
So this is the total bill then for
$70. That's correct.
Okay, that's all I needed to know because I had another one down there for seven something, but then I realized, until you pointed out what it was. All right, that's all I needed to find out.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a nice evening.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.